USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are laying out the case against President Trump in the impeachment trial in the Senate. It's anybody's guess just exactly how long the trial will take. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says President Trump wants this to wrap up as soon as possible so Congress can get back to work.
I think he's willing to see this trial end very quickly. I think he would prefer that we just dismiss it and get on to lowering prescription drug prices, working on roads and bridges, you know, keeping the economy going.
Chinese officials say 17 people have died and more than 450 have been infected by the coronavirus. One of the cases involves a man in the United States who had traveled to China recently. The CDC is screening passengers traveling from central China at 5 U.S. airports in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Major League Baseball is planning not to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 World Series title. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred telling Fox Business there's a long tradition in the sport of not trying to change what happened. A member of the Monty Python comedy troupe has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hold your head like this and then go, wah! Try it again.
Whoa!
Better, better, but wah, wah! Hold your hands here.
No!
Now,
the family of comedian Terry Jones confirming he died Tuesday night with his wife by his side at his home in North London. He was 77. Jones acted in and directed several of the comic troupe's most well-known works, including Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
One day, lad, all this will be yours.
What, the curtains?
No, not the curtains, lad.
In recent years, Jones suffered from a rare form of dementia that impeded him from being able to speak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A man from Washington State has been diagnosed with the deadly coronavirus, which is spreading from China. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The first case of a deadly virus that has sickened hundreds in China and elsewhere has now been found in the United States. More airports will now be screening passengers who are on flights from China, including O'Hare. Chicago Commissioner of Public Health, Dr. Allison Arwadi, says her department is ready to help.
If they had travel that originated in Wuhan and there's any concern that they have a cough or a fever, even a low amount of suspicion, we would divert them from their travel and they would be transported securely, not through the general airport, to a hospital.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, President Trump, while in Davos, Switzerland, tells Fox Business we have nothing to worry about.
We got lucky, actually, but we're in great shape. We have the CDC did a fantastic job. Immediately got the person, and we think we're in good shape.
So do you think that people should be worried when they're traveling the airport?
Not at all. I don't think they should be worried.
And finally, the first Super Bowl commercials are already out. Planters is killing off its longtime mascot, Mr. Peanut, in the one that was released online. Planters announced on Twitter that Mr. Peanut is indeed gone. A Planters spokesman said Mr. Peanut died at the age of 104. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.